I want to get started this morning just to remind everybody that United Way fights for the health, education, financial stability of every person in every community in Clinton County, Carol.
That's right. And, you know, Anita, I hope you had a good weekend. And, Kevin, I hope you had a good weekend.
Yes.
And, you know, the weather sure is kind of different these days, and it kind of makes me think about it really is fall, and the kids are going back to school, and the leaves are going to start changing. And, you know, when I think about fall, I do think about the kids and what's happening with the kids. And so today, Anita, I thought maybe you might want to share with us a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club and the Coach Kids. Is I think those are organizations United Way supports.
Yes, we do support both of those organizations. So first, Carol, you talked about Coach Kids. Coach Kid is a program where you have adult mentors or even high school students who mentor younger children. So that's what that program's all about. And with COVID, I got to be honest with you, it's been challenging for both of these organizations this year. As far as the Local Heroes program, which is just one program that Coach Kids has, they have to follow the school protocols. But I can tell you that those mentees have been very good staying in contact with their mentors. They write them letters. They actually talk to them on the phone, or they're FaceTiming them. So it's really important that they have that kind of support, especially with COVID, kids being isolated. It's nice to have somebody to talk to. And then as far as the Boys and Girls Club, they have definitely stepped up to the plate. When school started, they weren't open before school for kids to come in like they normally do. So Susie Michaels at the Boys and Girls Club came up with a program that they would house the kids, bring them in before so the parents could still go to work, and then they got the kids to school. So we appreciate both of these organizations. Actually, I really can't imagine what we would do without these two in our community, because without them, I don't know how we'd help parents going to work and just the kids who need that extra help right now.
That's right. And, you know, when I think about the two organizations, I think the difference in them is that, you know, Boys and Girls Club is a place. You know, it's a place. And Coach Kids is kind of relationships.
Yes.
And so does Coach Kids help the kids all over the county?
All over the county. As a matter of fact, they have a really good relationship with all four county schools. So I don't mess up these numbers. I want to read my notes. Clinton Central has 37 volunteers. Clinton Prairie has 105. Frankfort has 49. And Rossville has 66 volunteers. So if you include the mentee and the mentor, you're talking about 257 kids involved with Coach Kids. And that's just one of their programs.
That really is amazing, you know. And, you know, right now, United Way, we're here because we're working on our financial campaign.
Right.
And that campaign is to help support agencies like the Boys and Girls Club and Coach Kids.
Yes.
And while the money is really, really important, we need volunteers too, don't they?
They do need volunteers.
They need people who can help with whatever. And Coach Kids, I'm sure, has kids who are waiting to get a mentor.
Yes.
And I know the Boys and Girls Club, you know, Susie Michael has that big building. And she's got probably a really small maintenance budget for a really big place to take care of. And so I'm sure if there's somebody listening who says, I got a couple hours to spare, and you could paint or you could trim bushes, she'd be really happy to hear.
I'm sure she would be ecstatic, actually.
So we need to think about our volunteer time, don't we? You know, one of my favorite quotes goes like this. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. And if you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. But if you want happiness for a lifetime, help somebody.
That is a really good quote. I like that. You know, the same thing goes for financial giving. Jack Ransom said it so well last year. His slogan was, give until it feels good and not until it hurts. So, Carol, if you're able to give $5 and it feels good, give $5. If you give $20 and it hurts, then you know what? It's not the right time to give $20.
Right.
So I'm really going out. I'm really hoping our listeners today will consider making a donation to United Way. There are so many needs in this community, and many people who have been doing their best to actually provide food. They're still working, and they're finding themselves in need. So have you actually seen the increase in prices at the grocery store lately? It's crazy.
I know. It's really shocking. And I kind of remember when I had little kids at home, and I'm thinking, how would I have fed them during, you know, when I had four or five children at home to feed with the prices of today? So I don't know how young families are making it.
It is crazy.
And but I do see that the USDA is now providing free breakfast and lunch at the schools across the county for everybody.
And that shows you our food depriety here in Clinton County.
That's right. It just is a basic need, isn't it? So Also, you know, for tomorrow, I was thinking, do you have a question of the day?
I do, and it's about you. So
oh,
here
really?
Goes, Carol. It says, what group of people do you, Carol, belong to that we might talk about tomorrow?
What group of people do I belong to? That's an interesting question. All right. So we need every person to consider to make a donation. And if you can help us, we want to hear from you. You can call our number, 654-5573. You can go to our Facebook page or our website. Remember, we are United Way for Clinton County. And we are also going to have our QR code on Clinton County Daily News because the people here at Casper Media have been so gracious
to us.
And you can also, the very really old-fashioned way, which is the way I do business. you can mail a check to 1100 Walnut Avenue in Frankfort. So remember, at the end of our day, we always say, remember
if we don't do it together, it won't get done.
I think it would probably be easier, Carol, to mention what you are not involved in maybe tomorrow than what you are involved in. But we'll look forward to that. And again, it's real easy to give, right? There's no hurdles or roadblocks.
No, it's easy.
All right.
It's
we'll see you tomorrow morning then.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.